Hello and welcome to another edition of The Name Game. This is Bob Zanotti, and it's my pleasure today to be in eastern Switzerland. This is a beautiful spot. I think we could say that if you have a mental picture of Alpine Switzerland, this is probably the kind of place you have in mind. It also is very important historically, literarily, and also from the point of view of health. We'll find out more about our mystery location from Esther Heller, who is the tourist director of our mystery village. And it is rather a large village. It isn't a town. It's still technically a village, isn't it?
It is, yes. 4,800 inhabitants, so it's still a village. Mm-hmm.
And we hear water in the background, and this is a river which is very, very important to our village. What's the name of the river?
It's Tamina.
We are, as I said a moment ago, in eastern Switzerland, and to be more precise, we are in the southeastern corner of the canton of St. Gallen. We are very close to the border with Canton Graubünden, yes, and also an independent country, which is the Principality of Liechtenstein. Right. More or less in this area, the three places come together, is that right?
Yes, that's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Tamina River is important to you for reasons we'll find out in a moment, but there's another river which is important to many Europeans, which flows right by in the valley out there, and it is the river?
It's the River Rhine.
Chur, the capital of Graubünden, is very close, what, 15, 20 minutes
about,
away?
20 minutes, yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's another canton.
It's another canton, yeah.
And how far is Liechtenstein from here?
Yeah, it's also about 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
So the mountains that we're looking at here to the north, part of them are technically already Liechtenstein.
Yes, that's right.
The River Tamina. Now, we said this is important. And why, Ms. Heller, is the River Tamina so important to this location?
Because in the gorge of Tamina, you find the water we need to offer the thermal bath to our customers. The guests are coming.
There we have it. We are in, here's perhaps another important clue, Switzerland's oldest thermal spa. The modern-day history of this resort as a spa goes back to the middle of the 19th century, but the actual first discovery and development of these thermal therapeutic waters goes back much longer than that.
Yes, yes. The first time it was in 1038, and then the second time in 1242.
I believe it was used for medical purposes by the Benedictine monks.
Yeah, that's the monastery in Pfeffers, just here up the mountain, and from there there were people developing this spring. Tamina.
And this water, or the water up there at that thermal spring, comes out at, I believe, what, about 35 or 37 degrees?
36 degrees,
uh-huh. Yeah. This is constantly, all year?
Constantly, yes.
Now, water is extremely important to our location here, and we'll find out more details in a moment. But there's something else. This particular resort, and it has, its name actually is two words. The first word is the German word for bath or spa,
yes,
which is, and I'll spell it for you, B-A-D. It has nothing to do with the English word bad, meaning no good.
Not at all.
Not at all. It means a bath. Yeah. And the second part is the part of the name that you'll have to figure out after you've heard all of the clues today. But this mystery location, our resort here, is also the gateway to what's called today Heidiland. Now, it sounds like some kind of a Walt Disney kind of theme park, but it's not. Heidiland also has a lot of significance because of the story Heidi, written by Johanna Spyri. This is the area where the story took place.
Yes, that's it. Johanna Spyri was here in this village, and then she saw the scenery here and had the idea to write the story of the little girl Heidi.
And the resort is mentioned in the story.
It's mentioned, yes. Because, you know, the girl Clara from Frankfurt was coming here to visit Heidi on the Alp.
The crippled girl.
Yes. And before going on the Alp to see Heidi, she was staying here as well, taking
buses. As a cure.
As a cure, yes.
It was done for centuries, and it's still done today, as a matter of fact. Wellness, and this brings us to the theme of health and water, wellness, as it's known today, is probably the most important feature of this mystery resort.
It is, yes. Yes, with massage, beauty,
You also have a medical center here which specializes in rheumatic conditions. How many people actually come here every year?
We have per year more or less 300,000 overnights.
That's a lot.
That's, yeah.
Now, I know, as a matter of fact, that the image of this resort has always been one of a certain amount of luxury. And it is also a resort which I get the impression is a place where a lot of very tired, perhaps burned out management, executive people, overstressed people come to try to get away from it all, take time out and regenerate themselves. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. But not only for people who are looking for luxury hotels. We have also in other categories many possibilities of accommodation. Camping, two-star, three-star, four-star hotel, whatever you want.
But this would not be, I think you would have to agree, this is not a classic family resort in that respect. This is mainly for mature people.
Yeah, I would say it's from 36 up and then no limits.
Yeah. Let's walk towards the actual village. It would be wrong to give the image here of some kind of a medical facility. The waters are taken here by all kinds of people, I suppose also in connection with, for example, winter sports. You have a lot of winter sports possibilities here too. For example, skiing. You have Pizol, which I think is the name of the local mountain. Mm-hmm. Also a glacier up there by the same name. And I can imagine people spend a day of healthy skiing and then come down and relax in the waters.
Exactly, yeah. That's the picture of a stay here in our village. First, do some sports, something for the fitness, and then come down and go to the spa, the resort, and there relax.
And you really feel great after that.
Yeah,
I've done it
course,
myself,
yeah.
And I know that that is a way to finish off a day. And then, of course, you go for a nice meal at the end of the day, and you've had one heck of a day.
And a good bottle of wine from the region as well.
And I'm looking at the buildings and the houses. They are so beautiful, so majestic. And we talked about food for just a moment, and food is very famous here. You have a very high standard of cuisine. The restaurants are very well known for good eating here.
Yeah, exactly. Here, this restaurant, Löwen.
Right at the river.
For the good kitchen, yeah.
And the houses and buildings are also beautifully kept. Everything is so clean. These buildings are hundreds of years old, yet they look like they were just built yesterday. It's a well-developed village, but everything is just in its place. Everything is clean, and everything is just proper. Let's go back over the bridge, because we want to see something else. We're talking about Johanna Spyri before, and the story of Heidi, the mountain girl. And it was set in those mountains we're looking at right over there, next to Liechtenstein, actually, between Graubünden and Liechtenstein.
Yeah.
Johanna Spyri could have stood right here on this bridge and looked over there.
Over there, the mountains, yes.
That's what she would have
seen.
The
Alps, yes. And that was the scenery for the story. Yeah.
And that's this Heidi theme, the Heidi land theme again. It's not kitsch. It's just to remind people that this is the landscape. This is the area. This is the part of Switzerland which made the Heidi story famous. It was based here. And then you can still see it today. And the nature has not changed. It's just as beautiful and intact as it was then.
Yeah, that's exactly that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a beautiful park to our left here as we make our way. The mountains, I think we're looking more or less to the northeast here. Mm-hmm. And as we're walking sort of east, northeast, we're looking into the canton of Graubünden. We can see that already.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we turn and look to our left to the north, we see Liechtenstein. And a little bit more, maybe around 11 o'clock, we're looking into Canton Sankt Gallen again.
Direction of Lake of Constance.
There's something here I must call attention to. One of your more unusual sporting offers for northern Switzerland anyway is that you have boccia here, which is that famous Italian game.
Especially in August we have Italian people here, and so they can play boccia.
And I've always noticed when I've been in this area that your climate is very mild. We're in early spring now, very early spring, and yet we're practically in short sleeves. The temperature must be close to 19, 20 degrees Celsius, and it's very mild, almost a southern climate here.
Yeah, that's because of the special wind we have here, the fern.
Mm-hmm. And it's the warm wind that comes from the south.
And today we have a little bit of fern, and therefore it's so warm.
Mm-hmm. Where do most of your people come from? You mentioned 300,000 overnight stays. Yeah. Are they mainly Swiss, or you mentioned Italians? Where else do they come from?
Yeah, 70% of our guests are coming from German-speaking parts, so Switzerland or Germany itself. Mm-hmm. then Austria as well, Italy, France, the States.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, from English-speaking countries too.
Especially now in the Grand Hotels, you find really every nationality.
Well, we have walked through this park, and the park actually continues. This is a breathtaking area. I think is that a golf course over there?
That's a golf course, yeah.
A real golf course.
18-hole golf course.
Full golf course.
Yeah.
And then we see ruins up on the mountains. That's a famous ruin up there. It looks like an old castle.
That's the ruin Wartenstein. Mm-hmm.
And how old is that, roughly?
400, 500 years.
And then what we're looking at right in front of us now, Ms. Heller, is no ruin. No ruin.
Not
at all.
No.
This is the most exclusive hotel probably in the entire region. Would you agree?
Yes, that's right.
Which one is this?
That's the Grand Hotel Quellenhof, 5-star hotel, leading hotel of the world.
All right. And I'm afraid to ask you what a night would cost in that hotel.
Yeah, a double room, it's about 600 Swiss francs.
For one night?
For one night, yes, with breakfast.
I would have to see my banker first for that one.
Yeah, you shouldn't forget that it's not only the room and the breakfast you have included in this price, but you have also a wellness resort you can use without paying.
They have their own thermal source.
Yeah.
And I think I will enjoy it from this distance. It's as close as I'm probably going to get to it, I'm sure. There is something else in the theme of medicine and wellness and medical facilities. You have some of the best in Switzerland here in the private clinics, but you're also doing Chinese. Well, you're not personally, but they are offering Chinese medicine here too.
We have a center for Chinese medicine, yes.
Now, not everyone who comes here is looking for a cure necessarily, or has, as what one says in Switzerland, manager's disease, or is burned out or anything. They also come here for sports. And you are very fortunate because you can offer something literally all year round.
Yeah, we have various possibilities for sports in summer, biking, hiking, riding. You can play tennis, golf. You can go for a walk up to the mountains.
Even horse riding, I think.
Yes. So today I have to go on the other side of the Rhine to Mayenfeld. But there you have the facilities for horse riding.
And excursions must be very important too.
1 hour by car to go to St. Gallen, to the Lake of Constance.
Zurich is an hour, yes.
Yeah. Chur, it's 20 minutes. Or you go to the famous sport resorts, Flims, Laox, Davos, Arosa.
So you're in the middle of everything here.
We are, yeah.
Okay, and it's not a resort simply for the rich and famous. We have been talking about... I won't tell you. You have to guess what we've been talking about. I'll remind you of a couple of the clues. This is the part of Switzerland, eastern Switzerland, which is practically on the common border of the canton of St. Gallen. We are in, technically still, St. Gallen, but very close by, just north of here, we're looking into Liechtenstein, the Principality of Liechtenstein, and then just in the other direction is the canton of Graubünden. These three boundaries come together here. The name of this mystery location is in two parts. The first one is the German word for bath or spa, B-A-D. Esther Heller, the director of tourism for our mystery resort, thank you very much for telling us all about it, and thank you for playing the name game. Very good luck.